Controversy over proposed changes to Seattle's pay-up ordinance, which was intended to improve compensation in terms for so-called gig workers, highlights something I find interesting, and I think some people miss. These app companies have figured out how to offload the costs of maintenance, insurance, and that ever-variable and rising cost of gas onto the employee, which is smart business, but it also puts more burden on the workers to maintain the equipment needed to do their jobs. Big Tech develops and maintains the app and provides the back-end customer service, but the actual work gets done by those on the ground, the people PayUp was intended to help. Its critics focus on what seems like a higher-than-minimum wage, but when you factor in drivers' actual costs, especially with the fuel prices we pay in Washington, food delivery is not making drivers wealthy, and I'd argue they're not getting more than they deserve. No one is getting rich here. Except for Uber Eats and DoorDash. They've got the cash to throw at the lobbyists. Revenues for the online food ordering sector reached $294 billion in 2021. And no one's saying these companies can't continue to profit. But they don't get to offload the bulk of their costs, create a product pressuring independent restaurants to buy in just to remain competitive, profit massively, and then expect to write the laws in their favor. Now, I think these companies are missing an opportunity. Maybe they should try this. Be the company that attracts more drivers and a greater share of the market by proudly advertising how much better you make things for employees. Better pay, solid benefits they can actually use. And here's a classic move you might try. Undercut your competition. Lower the fees that the mom-and-pop restaurants pay or remove the $5 charge in Seattle. That'll result in more deliveries, more tips for your drivers, and less business for your competitors. Now, ultimately, these apps are a luxury. They're not an entitlement, and most people with a few homebound exceptions don't actually need them. They're convenient, and convenience has its price. But they're not a convenience for the workers, and those whose labor and time has netted billions in revenue for Silicon Valley shouldn't be shafted in the process of any adjustments.